tell me a little bit about your company.
Sure. So we're Wayward Raven Media. We're a small press. We actually have 4 different comic book lines right now. With the we just launched the committee as of yesterday. So we're really excited about that. And we're actually making the transition from just doing some of our stuff to now picking up other people's stuff. So in this case, the committee is actually done by James Emmett. He wrote it and he illustrated it. And, you know, we've kind of filled in the gaps, helped them find a colorist, a letter, that sort of thing, and published it. So that's kind of our next step and our next iteration. We're still kind of looking for new talent. We have another young lady that we've signed. We're going to put out her book in about next year or so. And then we have our comic book lines, our web comics. We do a little of this and that, a little of that as well, but yeah.
So when did you guys come together and start the company?
New York Comic Con.
New York Comic Con 2012. Yeah. We were in Artist Alley. That was, at the time, we had Horseman 1 and The Ascendant number 1.
Just 2 books.
Yeah, and we were starting to do, Alex and I were starting to do the webcomic.
So, yeah. And where can fans find your books?
You can go to waywardraven.com if you want to go direct. You can go to Comixology, all of our books except for the committee, which is accepted, but we're waiting on the launch date there. And then you can actually find this at Carmine Street Comics. You can find this at Alternate Universe in Milford. You can find this at Quimby's in Chicago. You know, we've got a number of sites. And actually, if you go to our website, waywardraven.com, we have a whole list of places where we're at.
And our webcomic is on damnheroes.com. And we're also on social media, Facebook, Twitter. If we're not under Wayward Raven Media, we're under Wayward Raven on all social media and on YouTube.
And in terms of the books, is there any connective tissue between any of the issues?
So it's interesting, actually, the second person asked me that question today. The universes on each separate line don't align, but with Sign C, that Sign C was actually the second book in the Sign series that Josh and I wrote. We actually wrote Sign O first. However, we put out Sign C first because we felt, A, it filled a gap that we really didn't have in our product line. And two, when we reached out to an artist that we wanted to do one of the two, he actually preferred to do Sign C over Sign O. So we're actually working on getting someone else to put out Sign O right now. So the whole Sign overlap, basically, between C and O, and actually we have other titles that we've contemplated putting out after that. That all kind of is one universe, but the rest are all separate.
Oh, okay. And in terms of the tone of each book, is there a specific tone in the company, or are you just looking for whatever really catches your eye?
If something is well done, if it catches our eye, I mean, we don't feel it has to fit into a certain, you know, mold. We're willing to kind of do a little bit of anything, really. So if it's good, we're excited about it, we think it's interesting. There's some things we probably prefer over others. I think we're heavy on mythology. We like a lot of that sort of stuff. We like sci-fi. We like, you know, kind of fantasy horror, that sort of stuff. So we do some of that. But hey, listen, someone comes to me and brings me a great book that's, you know, based on a true story or something like that, or, you know, you name it. The genre doesn't really... We're not really scared of one genre over another.
And in terms of your guys' inspirations, in not just comics, but any medium, is there any particular inspirations in terms of your artwork, your story style?
Well, in my case, and I've been getting this a lot, actually, this whole weekend, cartoons. I grew up watching a lot of cartoons, and it's reflected in my style of, like, the old Chuck Jones, Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes stuff. And that is pretty much a lot of my influence, even for jokes. I mean, some of the stuff I was working on recently, it's like Wile E. Coyote inspired, or, you know, things like that. And like Mark was saying, mythology is a big influence, comics, pop culture, sci-fi. Damn Heroes was really reflective of that because we're making fun of the stuff that we love. You know, we'll make fun of, like, Disney stuff because, you know, Mark's got kids, he's gone to Disneyland with them, and it's like, oh, this would be really funny if this happened to our heroes. You know, I love, you know, we live in the New York cities. We get influenced by our commute sometimes. And even, like, going back to mythology, Mark, who studied a lot of mythology, I've studied mythology, that is the source of influence, like, Sign-C based on Greek mythology. Horseman's based on a lot of the apocalyptic mythology. Even our children's book, Percy, is based on Babylonian mythology. Because it's like, you know, we figured, get a little highbrow with it in some cases. You know?
I read everything, too. Yeah, so, like, it. I mean, anything I can get my hands on. Some stuff more than others, but you know, I probably gravitate towards certain things. Josh, actually, you read a lot of like sci-fi, not specifically even sci-fi, but he reads a lot of science and you know what's out in medical journals, science journals, stuff like that. I think that creeps in a lot of stuff that we do. You know, I really read a lot of history, so I like some of the real world stuff, and you know, how would that relate? But I'm also a big fantasy sci-fi guy. If you give it to me, I'll probably read it.
And can you talk about fans' responses to the books a little bit?
One of the things I'm really excited about, and I see this more and more every show we do, more and more people come back and they say, oh, I bought this one, I want this one now. You know, be it I want issue two, be it I really like the series, I want to try another one of your series. We've been really, really happy with that, to be perfectly honest with you. In some cases, I've even had people come back and they're like, you know, that day, hey, I went home to my hotel, I read this, and the very next day they come back for day two of the con, they're like, I want to get the next one, or they come back and they'll say, I really enjoyed this. I mean, I love that stuff. We've been very happy with a lot of the response we've gotten.
And can you talk a little bit about special edition and the energy sort of New York brings?
Sure. Yeah.
Home vibe.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. This is our home city, basically. So, you know, I mean, this is coming here is literally coming home every time we get to do this. This show or New York, you know, NYCC proper. This is always fun for us. I love New York. I think we're probably tired by the end of it. Right now, you can probably hear me dragging a little bit, but yeah, you know, it's always a good time for us.
I think we all are.
That's why I have him doing talking. I'm done. I'm about to do sign language on an audio podcast.
Thank God for Red Bull, coffee, and anything else that you can throw my way to keep me awake.